I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Walks away from King Achish, and he's got all these men, and they've been fighting against the enemy, and they're tired and they're weary and they're weak. But they had one thought: if we can get back to Ziklag, where our families and our children and our home is, we'll be so much better. It'll be great. And here they are marching a 3 days journey, the Bible said, on their way home. But when they start getting closer to the house and they start peeking over the mountain to start coming down into Ziklag, they smell the faint smell of smoke. And normally after battles, their women and daughters and sons would run out to greet them, to celebrate with them. But something was wrong. There was no sound coming from the town of Ziklag, only a bad smell of smoke and bad feelings about the whole thing. Isn't it bad when you can't find anybody to celebrate with you? He smells smoke and he can't even enjoy the victories. Neither can the men, because they sense something is wrong. You can fight the enemy when you're fresh, but when you're tired and weary and weak and ready to quit, come on somebody, It's a different ball game. At that moment, I don't know if I'm anointed or not. I'm gonna help somebody here. And Ziklag was on fire. It had been burned out. All their wives and children were all gone. They were all taken captive. David's hometown that he established in Ziklag had been burned out. Things he loved, things he worked for, come on somebody, things that he fought for now have been turned upside down, and not just turned upside down, but burned out everything materially they had, and they knew that they had taken all of their families captive. Are you hearing me? They had taken the captive, the families, the wives, the sons, the daughters. And they were not ignorant what the Amalekites, it was the Amalekites that did this. They were not ignorant concerning what the Amalekites would do to their sons and daughters and wives. The Bible says in verse number 4 that David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. I wonder if you've ever been there. I can tell you I have. Wept until there were no more tears to come out of your eyes. Dry crying. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Rolling on the ground and wondering. Don't want to eat. Don't want nobody around you even. You're just there. And even those around you don't know what to do and don't know what to say. It's worse to have somebody around you that wants to talk a lot when you're in a struggle. But those that are standing around with their hands up in the air and they don't know what to say and they don't know what to do, you just kind of wish, you know, if you just give me some space right here. I don't know everything that was going on, except the Bible says that mighty men who had just come from the battle were now on their faces, weeping so profusely, falling to the ground, overwhelmed at their loss and the attack and the devastation and the knockdown and the wind that had been knocked out of them. And I'm just going to tell you, my dear friends, in this hour, there are some things that can hit you that'll make you cry until you have no more power to cry another tear. Have I got a witness in this house? Is there anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a few of us. Because life can bring you some problems that'll break you down. And I'm going to tell you, I've run into some battles before, and I felt like I was prepared to go into the battle. But when I got in the middle of it, I found out it was tougher than what I thought. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about run out there and you know I've prayed and I've done everything. Oh, let's just take a look at David right here. This is not David who has committed sins. In fact, David has not committed any sins right here. I'm talking about David hasn't done anything wrong. Have you ever repented before in the middle of crying so many tears for your sins, your spouse's sins, all your children's sins? The goldfish, the dog, the cat, and everything around you. You prayed for the whole world to get saved. And yet things grew steadily worse. And you wept yourself to sleep at night. David said, I know what it feels like to be knocked down so hard that I don't even have any more power to cry about it anymore. Well, that takes a moment to have to think about, my friend. There's some people in last year's problems and issues and all that's going on that are still crying today because they feel like there is no hope. Threw their hands up and said, I'm done. Do you realize? I heard a report several weeks ago. One particular doctor said that it's not the plague that was killing so many, it's the fact that so many people were so afraid that it was fear that killed them. Do you know fear can kill you? Do you know that stress and pressure can cause you to have all kind of physical, mental, and spiritual maladies to such a degree that you don't know which end is up? And is there anybody, God, where are I? I've been steady paying my tithes. I've been coming to church. I've been praying. I've repented. I've done everything I know how to do. And yet this is still on me? What is up with this? It's tougher than you think. The Bible says in verse number 6, if you're following me, and David was greatly distressed. There's a spirit loose in this thing. I'm not just stressed. I am in distress. Here's the leader that these people have put their confidence in me, and now I don't have any answers for them. Have you ever been the daddy? And all the family's looking at you saying, what are we going to do? Lost my job, lost my children, lost my money, lost this, lost that. Now what are we going to do? How are we going to eat? What are we going to do? David is in great distress because now it's not just that David himself had lost his wives, children, and the city and all of them. Now the Bible says that they started speaking about stoning him. It's the one question that boggles our mind that to this day there is no answer for. It is the word and question why. What's going on through David's mind, not knowing whether his family are alive or dead? And you've got to just think with David for a moment as he stands there looking at the ruins of Ziklag, and behind him there are growling mighty men that could take him out in a moment, and they're whispering, come on somebody. They're gossiping. They're already hit social media, the Mighty Men Facebook page. The people that David thought were with him are now conspiring against him. And not just talking about, hey, how can we help David? Oh, no, David, it was your fault. If we had not been out there fighting like you told us to, we could have stayed here and defended our own house. So it's your fault, Moses. It's your fault, Joshua. It's your fault, David. Have you ever been in the place where everybody was pointing their finger at you and you're going, wait a minute. I'm in the same shape as all of y'all. I'm just as distressed about it. I've lost something in this too. I don't know where my wife or family is, my children. David didn't try to argue, but I have to believe somehow he had questions why. Come on now. I mean, when you've been used mightily of God and God's blessed you and touched your life, I hope you're listening to me now. When God's touched your life and blessed you and things have happened and God has helped you through that, and then something hits you so hard that it takes the tears right out of your eyes. I don't think it's a far reach to be able to say, David said, God, if you were with me, why is Saul trying to kill me? I wouldn't have even started running if it hadn't been. Wait a minute, God. If Saul's trying to kill me and I'm having to run for my very life, why did you anoint me for this? Why did you put me in this job? Why did you save me? If I'd have known that it was going to be this tough, I wouldn't even gone to church. Oh, I know you can't say it. I'll say it for you. Why is he so insanely jealous over me? I haven't done anything to that man, and yet he wants my head. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about being committed to this thing, but it will make you question why. Oh, yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I've done some things in my life and had some different businesses and things like that, and I got out there and thought I was going to help God one time. I bought a carpet cleaning thing, and I was going down to the desk, and I thought I was going to bring somebody in. They could work the carpet cleaning because the church couldn't afford it, and the next thing you know, I was off in doing something that I was not anointed to do, and then I started asking questions. Why? I mean, when I showed up and saw his brother that was supposed to be doing some carpet cleaning at a condo, and I opened the door up to find him and the other guy I hired frying bacon and eating the eggs and bacon in the room, I said, y'all, what are y'all doing? Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. I opened the door and smoke came out. I'm smelling bacon and eggs. I said, what's going on up in here? Y'all supposed to be cleaning some carpet. And then the joker hit the top end of a glass table that cost $1,500. I had to buy the table, clean up the room for the eggs and the bacon, and pay them jokers anyway. And I said to myself, why is everybody picking on me? Have I got any help in here? I don't want this business. Why did I buy this business? Why did I do that? Why did I think that I could help you out by going on over there to what you call its house and having an Ishmael? Come on, somebody. Have you ever tried to help God in the middle of your, I'm anointed to do this. I can't get no help. Three people, but that's all right. Why, if I've been anointed, do I have to escape from Gath and pretend like I'm mad, like I'm some insane kind of fool? Why, God, if your spirit is upon me and guiding me, why do I have to hide out in caves? Why, God, if I'm a man after your own heart, do I have to live in the wilderness and be hunted down like an animal? I'm talking about David, not none of y'all, just David. Is this the reward of the anointing? To have somebody just talk about you like a dog? Come on, somebody. Wait a minute. We're supposed to be anointed and now we got trouble in our marriage? Is this what it's supposed to be? God, if I'm supposed to be so anointed, why am I having sleepless nights fearing for my life?
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.